USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls it one of the largest spending cuts in American history. Critics say it doesn't cut spending enough or it cuts the wrong programs. New information from last night, the House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to advance the debt ceiling bill to the floor. That means the bill will come to the floor today for debate and a final passage vote before it goes to the Senate if approved. Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck on CNN.
Republicans are saying that, you know, there's a few billion here and a few billion there that we are saving. Only people in Washington, D.C. believe that you can save a few billion dollars and spend and go into debt $4 trillion more. People are furious. This is a bill that I think is going to be on the level of Obamacare.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, announced he is moving forward with holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. The FBI has not turned over a bureau record that a whistleblower says contains details of then-Vice President Biden's pay-for-policy scheme, alleging the Biden family took in millions and millions of dollars from a foreign national. As the FBI claims it's of national security to not turn over the document, Comer on Fox News.
He's given us the runaround for 3 weeks. He's just stalling. He said there's good faith effort. They haven't produced anything. They haven't even admitted they have a document. So we don't have confidence in Director Wray.
Dr. John Forsythe, a Missouri emergency room doctor and father of eight who vanished last week after texting his new fiance, he'd see her in a little bit, has been found dead. That was announced by his brother. Missing since May 21st. After he did not report to work at his 7 p.m. shift at Mercy Hospital in Cassville, a small town deep in the Ozarks. His brother Richard Forsythe suspects foul play. Authorities located his body yesterday in northwest Arkansas. USA News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I managed 15 gas stations, and I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, "Dad, this is good," so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
An arrest has been made in the death of 30-year-old New Jersey councilwoman Eunice Junefor.
Authorities arrested 28-year-old Rashid Ali Bynum of Portsmouth, Virginia, and said they traced him to the murder using cell phone and EasyPass records. Junefor was shot to death in February while sitting in her SUV outside her Sayreville apartment. Bynum was charged with first-degree murder and possession of a handgun, and he's waiting extradition to New Jersey. A motive in the case was not revealed. I'm Skip Kelly.
Is there a move in the House to remove Speaker McCarthy from his speakership? The debt ceiling proposal has put a lot of people on edge.
Some members of the House Freedom Caucus are considering using a motion to vacate to strip House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of his leadership position. They're upset over the debt ceiling bill he negotiated with the White House. Congressman Dan Bishop of North Carolina became the first to mention the idea publicly. NBC News has reported that Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado also floated using the motion to vacate Monday night, while other members of the caucus dodged the question. Any House member can trigger the vote, which would then require a simple majority to remove McCarthy. I'm John Schaefer.
The Wall Street Journal asked a dozen or so workers what's still keeping them out of the office. Workers say high costs, caregiving duties, long commutes, and days still scheduled full of Zoom meetings are keeping them at home at least part of the time, along with the lingering sense that they're able to do their jobs completely from anywhere. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Mates Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock he needs electricians, like yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.